I find it surprising that the experts, city staff and the consultants, tasked with the job of renaming the city streets find it surprising that they were confronted with some opposition to the project at the November 1 meeting. When asked about the potential cost of renaming, the answer was that the cost is minimal, suggesting street signs are not expensive. That may be true, but consultants have been hired along with 5 experts on renaming. And the city has allocated city staff and $325,000 of taxpayers' money to carry out the project. I believe the city needs to rethink this initiative. Or at least be upfront on the actual costs involved and be prepared to reduce costs drastically. Wasn't it city council members who recently stated that no stone will be left unturned in search of ways to reduce spending in order to keep the tax increase to a minimum? I doubt that taxpayers are demanding name changes as a priority. The planned meetings are not designed to encourage feedback and determine local attitudes toward renaming. Didn't Mayor Herron already say that she wants St. Albert to lead the way in reconciliation, and the committee is hired to do just that? How far is this project likely to go? How many more meetings, how much money spent, and how much history will be erased? Maureen Fibich, St. Albert.